C, 1705 2nd Street in Webster City, Iowa.
Your dealer for life, it's the car away.
Our community corner coming up next right here on KQWC Radio with some very special friends as we talk about the return to the Webster Theater. We'll have that all coming up next, so please stay tuned.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
They told us nothing but lies.
These timeshare thieves out there are terrible.
They bullied us.
Our timeshare is all a scam.
They stole from us. They were thieves.
I was completely taken advantage of.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, and I know the tough spot you're in. Are you asking yourself, why did I buy that timeshare? I'll tell you why, because that presentation wasn't a normal sales pitch. It was a show to convince you that timeshare is a great investment. They told you it was available today and today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy, and unfortunately, you believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare. Give us a call. I guarantee you, if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-885-3300. 800-885-3300. 800-885-3300.
Good morning. It's 8:30. This is FM 95.7 KQWC. In Webster City, Pat Powers with you, and welcome to our Community Corner Thursday edition as we begin this merry month of May, and certainly a merry month for film fans in Webster City. Yes, after a year and a half, the Webster Theater is back, and this is certainly a happy time in Webster City. And I have with me this morning members of HERO. I have Tyler Abens, Jeff Pingle, and Kay Ross. All three of you, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here today, because this is certainly, we've waited a long, long time. After a very sad day last November of 2023.
A year ago last November.
Well, it is now a year and a half since then, Kay. But anyway, this is certainly a marvelous time.
Very exciting.
That's best to find it right there.
Tonight's the night, the opening night tonight, showing the Thunderbolts, the new Marvel movie. So we want to first off, encourage everyone to come out and see the show.
I like to think there's two shows tonight. There's the one when they first walk in the door, exactly, and they take it all in because it is so different. And then the actual show that we're showing on the screen tonight.
That's marvelous. And let's remind listeners of what all transpired, because the Webster Theater, we were just in my office there watching the video Made in Iowa that had to do with the reopening of the Webster Theater that happened. What was it, about 2011 when that?
Electrolux closed 2011.
Right.
The theater closed March 7th. I remember that.
2013,
exactly.
And we reopened September 19th of 2014.
And just amazing what 11 years ago, but this is the return, the revival, the renaissance of the Webster Theater downtown.
Yes.
The fire next door had all kinds of smoke damage, you know, is the biggest thing, smoke and water damage.
Water, yeah.
And so to get rid of the smoke smell and all that tar that, you know, covered everything in the theater, we basically had to gut the entire theater back down to the bones. And so it's all brand new. It's very impressive. We're very appreciative of Peterson Construction and K&H, and especially Heather Howard for all their work.
Yes.
Of taking the lead on this and rebuilding it better.
Without Peterson's as their general contractor, I don't know that
it would have been a lot longer than 18 months.
Yeah. So overwhelming.
Yeah. And also through some generous contributions, too, monetary wise, to make this all possible.
This community comes through for us. It's really kind of overwhelming. They do a wonderful, wonderful, they've always supported us. And,
During the rebuild, of the building that actually had the fire, the guy doing the work there discovered that we had some major issues on the front of our building, which was not insurance covered. And we had to scramble to come up with some pretty significant funds to save the marquee and the, you know, all the limestone decorative on the front was in jeopardy of falling onto the sidewalk. So the community stepped forward, and through the grace of everybody being generous, we were able to raise enough money and get that taken care of. And all that had to happen before we could even start on interior repairs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of what delayed us a little bit, those the structural issues on the front where the marquee pulls on the front wall. And that's all been resecured and all
pulled back,
engineered back. And yeah.
In addition to tuck pointing and work on the other walls, the insurance company wouldn't put a new roof on the building until the exterior walls were taken care of. And they wouldn't let us start any work on the inside of the building until we had a new roof. And all of those things were dependent on a structural engineer coming to tell us that it was worth saving. So
yeah.
I know that it looked like we weren't doing anything for a long time, but there were a lot of pieces to the puzzle that had to fall into place.
Because naturally, this is not an overnight job.
No.
From the fire, it takes time to get a project like this off the ground. And the people from Peterson's and K&H, they did a wonderful job.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, people are going to be impressed. There's going to be a nice, warm, familiar feeling, I think, when you walk in. But you're also going to have that excitement of the new.
Yep.
Yep. We're all excited about that. Tundra, you were going to say something?
We have the same great popcorn and same great snacks to come and enjoy the show. One of the best ways to support the theater is to come to the movie, and we want people to show up and go to the show and use it. That's what we rebuilt it all for. So really want to encourage people to come out and go to the movies.
If you visit our Facebook page, our entire summer lineup is posted on there, and we have a really great lineup for the entire summer.
Fabulous.
Yeah, I was just trying to check that right now there, folks, about what we're having for movies this summer at the Webster Theater.
Well, we're pretty tickled that we're opening a movie that's starting nationwide.
Tonight.
So you can't, I mean, no better place to go see it than the Webster Theater tonight on opening night.
Right. Again, we're talking with Tyler Abens, Jeff Pinkle, and Kay Ross from the Hero Organization. They've been helping reopen our Webster Theater after lots of fundraising, a whole lot of work, and glad to see this back in business. And I was thinking about many years ago, the Webster Theater had a visit with Tom Downard. His father started the Webster Theater, well, in a way, back in the 1930s until he gave it to Tom back around the late 1980s. Had that for a year. But I understand you have someone in your family, Jeff, that's going to help out in a way with the theater.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
That's my daughter, Madison.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be managing. And hopefully we can have a smooth opening tonight and everything's great. And I'll be smiling ear to ear and I'll be greeting you all at the door. So I want to say hi to everyone walking in, and you get to meet my daughter after you get inside. So stop on out.
Absolutely.
I'm just anxious to see everyone's faces as they walk through the door. That's the part mm-hmm. that I'm anxious for.
Absolutely. Now, we also have something big coming up, folks, on May the 23rd.
Mm-hmm. The Daily Freeman Journal and the Webster City Chamber of Commerce are throwing a block party on the 23rd, and it's just a big party that they and, it's my understanding, the other merchants on Main Street want to throw a big welcome back party, and they've got all kinds of fun things planned for the entire theater. They're going to close the street off. They're going to have games. They're going to have all kinds of good things, so we encourage everyone to come to that also.
Mm-hmm. That's on May the 23rd. That's the Friday before the Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, sir. Correct. We'll kick mm-hmm. it off big.
Indeed. Also before the Junk Fest
yeah,
in Webster correct. City.
It's going to be a big weekend in Webster yeah. City that weekend.
Any other plans of the summer at the Webster Theater people should know about other than great movies?
Just a great lineup.
And it's the same schedule as before as yep. far as the times of movies. We're closed on Mondays, but then 7 o'clock every evening with
Thursday
1 o'clock matinee and a Sunday 2 o'clock matinee.
But we do have something new that now that we're reopening, we're going to have all seats are $4 on Tuesday nights. But those movies will always be shown in 2D. Even if it's a 3D movie, we will show that movie in 2D.
Okay, well, it's $4. That's a bargain night at the Webster Theater every Tuesday.
Yes, and we'll also still have free popcorn night on Wednesday nights. That's sponsored by People's Credit Union.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Is that about all?
I think that's all the promotions that I can think of right now. But
Sunday is always the 2D.
Yes. So if we are showing 3D, it'll be Tuesday night,
Thursday
matinee, Sunday matinee, and evening or in 2D. Yeah.
But otherwise, the new with the fire, we had to get an all new sound equipment. You know, so all the speakers and everything are new, and it's phenomenal. The sound in there, it's a great experience. And then a new laser projector that has the 3D capabilities. And so it's all the top of the line, best equipment you could have in a movie theater. And we're very thankful for that, but it really helps with the experience too.
I think the big question, folks, is how much did this all cost to work on the theater? Do we dare ask about that?
I don't know if we have an exact number.
We had $1.2 million worth of coverage on the building. We had $300,000 worth of coverage on the contents. We're going to be knocking right up to that. And then as far as the things that had to be done to the exterior.
Maybe $150,000?
I don't know. I didn't see a final bill.
I didn't
bill,
sit down and, yeah, I didn't add them up. So I don't know the exact total number on it.
And we were also able to raise some additional money in order to replace the doors and windows on the north side of the building that really, really needed it. And along with the new insulation and the new HVAC system, people are going to be roasty, toasty, warm in the winter and nice and cool in the summer.
Yes.
Can't beat that.
That's a great question. I wish I had sat down and added that up before we came. I've never sat down and done the math.
So. We will eventually. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't want to know. Yeah, Sometimes numbers like that hurt.
It does hurt. It stings when you write the checks.
I bet it does.
The other thing we don't want to tell too much about is there's new seats in the theater and they're very comfortable and you have to come check them out. Yeah,
sure.
You'll be impressed.
Which is why I know the two and three of you, we had that picture taken at the theater about 2 weeks ago. Tomorrow on Friday, says don't enter the theater yet. I said I wasn't planning to.
We've kind of been trying to keep that under wraps.
We want people to come and experience it and get have some high expectations because I think they won't be disappointed.
Because you didn't want pictures. It'd be almost like the Sistine Chapel or entering the Taj Mahal that you can't take pictures there.
The new Notre Dame, I guess.
Yeah, the new Notre Dame. Yep.
But Webster City's Notre Dame.
Yeah. That's right.
And
that's right.
Speaking of which, it's going to be fantastic to see the marquee lit up again starting tonight.
Oh, yes.
Someone we all know very well has deemed it the crown jewel of downtown. We're very excited to see the crown jewel.
The jewel in the crown, Webster City.
We're all excited to see it lit up again.
But you still need money, don't you? That's why the Enhanced Hamilton County Foundation and HERO helping out with all the benefiting the Webster Theater.
Well, we're doing pretty good right now.
Yep. The only thing left is we need to raise money to polish that jewel in the crown because it's starting to show. 10 years ago, we did a restoration on it, and that's starting to show its age. It's going to need another one.
That's going to be a year or two, but yes.
Yeah, we're going to take a break.
Oh, yeah, I don't blame you after all this work of the last year and a half.
The marquee's going to need to be, it's going to need to have some work done on it again. Like everything, you know.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So how can people help out? Can they donate through the Enhance Hamilton County Foundation? I know there's a mailing address that you can send it through the Webster Theater.
They can always
walk in.
Yeah, they can always donate through the Enhance Hamilton County Foundation. We have a QR code that one of our board members, Ashley Thrantfite, was so kind to create. They can do so on the website. Or they can mail a check to the Webster Theater, make it out to HERO, and send it to 610 Second Street, correct, Webster City. And I send everyone who makes a donation a letter of tax deductibility, so they'll have that for their files.
Right.
Because we are a 501c3, so all donations are tax deductible.
Very good. So again, movie night tonight with
Thunderbolts.
And then more great movies. First run at the Webster Theater starting tonight.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to go to support the Webster Theater instead of going out of town, which sadly has been the case because Webster City was in a drought, you might say, for movie fans during that time.
Well, there is nothing that anybody else offers that we don't now. And you certainly can't take your family to the movie for any less than you can take them to the Webster Theater. That's always been our mission statement. Was that we wanted it to be affordable for families to go to the movies again.
And we're looking forward to that. And
again, one of the best ways to support us again is just come to the show.
That's
bring
right.
your family and bring mm-hmm. friends and make it a habit on a weekly basis to come to the show and buy a popcorn and buy a pop and enjoy this great asset we have in Webster City.
That's right.
And again, that's $4 movies on Tuesdays. And then basically, what are the other time? $5 or?
$5 for adults, $4 for kids.
For 2Ds.
For 2D. And then 3D would be $7 for adults and $6 for kids.
What is the difference between 2D and 3D? Maybe people might be interested in that.
The depth of the picture when you're watching. Like if we're... someone hits a ball at you, and it gives you the effect of the balls coming at you.
Mm-hmm. You wear the 3D glasses, you know, during the 3D movies, and it's just a more immersive experience.
The 3D glasses very comfortably fit over your regular glasses.
Very big glasses, and
I see that.
Fine over my glasses.
Me too.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So again, big time with Webster Theater. Anything else for the good of the cause, all three of you?
No, like we say, the best thing you can possibly do is come see us and come see the movies.
Again, that all opens up tonight. And be sure to attend the big celebration coming up May the 23rd, which is a block party. And that's in the 600 block of 2nd Street. I'm just trying to, downtown Webster City. So we having music or just?
Jane Curtis and Anna Woodward both tell us they're doing it up big.
I don't blame them.
It's their party, and they tell us they're doing it up big. So
yeah, it's the community owns the theater, and they're doing it for the community. So we said, let's give back. You guys have at it and do all you want.
That's right.
We want to celebrate.
Maybe one last tidbit. I'd encourage people to come out, come early tonight, tomorrow,
for
or Saturday night, because we're expecting to sell out.
And
we don't have as many seats as we did before. So come early and get your seat.
You'll have to pick a new favorite seat.
Yeah.
So get there early so you get a good choice.
Indeed. Jeff Pingle, Tyler Abens, Kay Ross, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and let's see everybody at the theater.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for all you've done to help us over the years.
Thank you. And also looking to the MC duties coming up on May 23rd.
There you go.
All right.
At the Webster Theater. Thanks so very much.
Thank you.
It's 8:46. That's our community corner. By the way, the interview can be heard again on our KKWC podcast page later this morning. The time now is 8:47, 54 degrees. This is KQWC.